Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Maroni Mirazi Shiyichyu, a schus from David Avram ben Yosef ben Rip ben Marisan and Miriam. Baruch Batzal B'chol Maaseh D'Vuchol Nivol Nechagaz Brachaim Tzvi. Baruch Batzal B'chol Maaseh D'Vuchol Nivol Me'Leha. Merav Rabbeisai, this Torah is based on that of Mori Lavabi. Going a Godor of Moshe Zechat Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Vrocha L'Gomorra in Meseches Brachas. And Afcha Vovam and Aleph discusses the question of whether Tefillas Avos taken or Tefillas connected to Midim. Is it connected to Karbonos? Connected to Avos? Chorit Mashmin the Gemara to Machlekes. The one who holds that it's Avos doesn't hold that it's connected to Karbonos. And the one who holds Tefillas connected to Karbonos doesn't hold it's connected to Avos. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefila 1:5 writes, V'chein k'shetetiknu she'e minyan ha'tefillas k'minyan ha'karbonos. Shtei Tefillas b'chol yom k'neged shtei Tumidim. V'chol yom sheyesh korban musaf taken about tefillah shlishis connected korban musaf. V'chein eskinu sheyadu mispala tefillah achas balayla sheyaber avoy tamid bein arashal bein arbaim misaklin v'ochem kol alayla. So the Rambam paskins that the minyan ha'tefillahs is k'minyan ha'korbanos connected the tamidim musaf mayriv connected avoy atomid. So you see the Rambam paskins that the tefillah is connected the korbanos meidoch. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim 9:1, the second day. Rambam mitchil lesaper sham echa yaseder v'ofen sheigiyu Torah v'mitzvot leolam. Al shisha dvorim nitzdav odem arishon, and after he enumerates them, he says, "Af bishkoyim kabal biyadenu Moshe ben Adas loitem achadu v'etor yirash al elu nitzdav v'umam shechoysuf nochay ben achai shvelos enoshu dol tzochelu shenimtzu sheva mitzvus." So the Rambam tells us about the sheva mitzvus b'nei Noach. And then the Rambam adds, "B'chein ha'adav b'chol ha'olam ad Avram, bo Avram v'nitzdav v'yeser leil b'mila, v'uspal shachris v'yitzchif v'shmaitz v'ostil cheres l'fnei tzayyim mincha." And then Yaakov added gidanosh and mayriv, and then mitzvus yiseros and mitzrayim until Moshe Rabbeinu come v'nishlam mitorah yado. So that's the mahalach. Kadosh Baruch Hu, how he gave the world Torah and mitzvah, started shev mitzvah b'nei Noach, and then the avos, and then Moshe Rabbeinu, and then. And then Mitzrayim, then with Amram, then Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Kabbalah Satoira. So the Rambam wasn't talking here about the Tzivui ala Tfilis. Commandment, he doesn't say. He just says the Avram Davin Shachris. But this Avram was commanded to Davin Shachris. Yisroch dav mincha, Yaakov dav mayriv. So, what's this nogea? Here we're talking about how there was seder nesinas hamitzvus. It started with six given to Adam Arishon, and then enumerates them. Then he adds to Noach, and then the avos, the mitzvus they kept, Avram and Achai. To Noach, that's all seven. Then Avram was commanded about Mila, but it says he daven shachris. It's not a commandment. Yitzchak daven mincha, but it's not a commandment. Yaakov had to keep gira noshe, but he daven mayr. It's not a commandment. So why does the Rambam tell us this when he's talking here about seder nesinas hamitzvos? This wasn't a mitzvah. It wasn't a commandment. So we discussed this at length in our Hilchos Rambam Shiur Hilchos Tfila Shiurim in our Rambam Shiurim, our Rambam series. So you could listen to that. And now we're going to go in a different Mahalach. And we're going to see how these two deis are in Soser each other. The Rambam therefore brings in Hilchos Tfila that we're davening connected to Korbonos. And the Rambam brings in Hilchos Malachim that we are davening because the avos davened, and be'etzem be'emes, it's not a machlekes at all. Biyur adavar tefilot keneged tamidim teknum zo mebchinat ha'avoda shel ha'tefila ba'atzma keneged ma ba'etzem avodas ha'tefila ba'avodas ha'tefila ba'atzma tefilas ha'shachar sheyachet la'avoda shel tamid shel shachar tefilas ha'erev sheyachet la'tamid shel bein arba'im tefilas mayriv sheyachet gam le Evorim, those organs that went on the Mizbeach at night. So in the avoid of tefillah, it's connected to karbanos. When it says that tefillah is avos tiknum, hakavana b'zeh lematan efsharut le'etzem ha'inyan hazeh hanikra tefillah. Eich higia inyan ha'tefillah le'olam? How did it come down to the world? That's what we're talking about in Hilchos Malachim. So Rambam doesn't paskin that tefillah is avos tiknum. The choyva to daven is because of the tumidim. That's Anshei Knesset HaGadola. Anshei Knesset HaGadola Tiklum Yisrael Brachas V'Tulis Dush Svav Dalas. When the Rambam talks about Tfilos of the Ovis, what he means is the very fact that we can daven. Shachris Minchan Mayriv. That's what the Ovis were metakein, and that's what we're going to explain. We have two different Bechinas. We have the obligation of Tfilah, and what we're Mekayim with the Maisa at Tfilah. The avoida that we have in the maisa of tefillah. That's one bechina. The second bechina is the very possibility that there's such a tefillah. One bechina is what's the choiv of tefillah, what we're mekayim with the maisa of tefillah, the avoda that we have with tefillah, the maisa of tefillah, that's connected to midim. The second bechina that the Rambam brings is the very possibility that we can daven. That's shaykh to the Ovis. The Ovis brought the tefillah to the world. We find even greater than this in the Rambam. It's not a separate sipul tvarim. What Avraham Avinu did, it's shaykh l'etzim toira sa'ov. With that Tosefos was expressed their fatherhood. After the Rambam speaks about the dalgos of his galus of Torah and mitzvahs, the galus of the Ovis was a gilui, ha'isagam gilui ha'tefillah. Now, in this avoda, they were megala the tefillah. That's part of their being a father. That they davened. The avos weren't only mechadish mitzvahs yiseiros; they were mechadish klal Yisrael. And as part of their being mechadish klal Yisrael, they also were brought to the world these tefillahs, boker, tzoraim, ve'erev. So it's not mikri, it's not just by chance that the Avos davened, but rather it's part of their being our fathers. They brought tefillah to the world. It's shaykh to their Torah's Av, their being a father. Be'etzem ha-musag avot, tzich la'avin, be'eze ofen shaykh davar kazeh b'metziut. Ketzad zeh afshari, achrei she'abriya nivra, v'inivra al teva mesuyam. ומייצם טבעם של דברים, הרי ההמשך שלהם הוא עוקב את ההתחלה. זה פירוש המשך. You have to understand the obvious. The world was created with a certain nature, and everything is a continuation. So how could there be a metzius in the world that people come to the world and they're a chiddush? It's not a hemshech of what happened earlier. That's why they're the obvious. They're the Avos because they started something new. Avraham Avinu was born like everybody else was born. He had a biological mother, a biological father, nothing special. So the Seder Advarim is Mechayev, Shekol Nivra Moilid B'doime. It's a Hemshech, and yet Avraham Avinu wasn't a Hemshech. We have Mashu Chadash. איך ייתכן דבר כזה? שתהיה מהפכה כזאת. We know there's a din of Gershon is Garek Kotten Shanoi Ladami. That's today, after the Torah was given. But how do we have that by Avraham Avinu? שינוי כזה. אז זה מפורש בכתוב. Avraham Avinu was ויאמר השם על אברהם, לך לכם מיארץ לכם ולעד לכם, ביסביך לא רצה שיר הרקו. הרמב"ן שואל שם, איך ייתוכן הדבר הזה? מדוע לא כתבה שום, כתובה שום הקדמה? איך הדבר הזה נופל פתאום ויומר השם אל אברהם לך לך? צריך להיות איזה התחלה. לכתוב שהוא עשה איזה מייסה טוב. צריך להיות איזה רמז. בכתוב איזה סיבה לדבר. מה פתאום השם זה לך לך? מהר"ל כותב כך בכמה מקומות. שזה גופה. מה שבא כתוב ללמדנו. It's not a המשך. It's something completely new. ויום ראשם לאברהם, לך לך מארץ ולא מבית סביך, it's something completely new. That's why there's no הקדמה. Parshas Noach nigmeres b'vayamas terech b'choron. Even though this happened a long time after Vayomer Hashem el Avram lechecha me'aretzcha me'latcha me'beis avicha. And the reason is, Chazal tell us, that they shouldn't say that Avram Avinu left his father. And therefore the Pasuk kilu hides it. It's difficult to understand. To davar pashut, just make the cheshbon. And you'll realize that Terach continued living a long time after Avram Avinu was told lech lecha. As it says beforeish, v'Avram ben chamish v'shevim shana b'tzeis o'mechoron. And Terach was still alive. So what is the Torah trying to hide? They shouldn't say he's mzalzel b'kovet av. It's an open cheshbon. You just make the cheshbon. You read the psukim, and you make the cheshbon, and you'll see that Terach was still alive. What's this? Mama limimpo. What are we hiding over here? As kana Torah megala shekan nitak hakesher ben Avram leTerach. Vayomas Terach bechoron. Vayomer Hashem leAvram lech lecha. Terach dies, and God says lech lecha. And mipchinat Avraham. Terach is already dead. There's no more kesher with his father. When it says k'dei shelo yoyimru, hakavana shadvarim lo yitparshu b'ofen shavram hu kilu hemshech v'ma shehaya mikodem. Ukehemshech, harei yesh kan pgiya b'chavod aviv. If Avram is a hemshech, then there's a pgiya that he leaves his father. It's insulting. So if the Torah writes it in such a way to show there's no hemshech. It writes the death of Terach first. There's no hemshech, it's a new leida. Shkan davar chadash, adam chadash. And Avram, who used to be a son, now turns into a father. He's the makor, that's what it means. Avi avos hatumah, is the makor of all tumas. Avdil. Avram's the avi, he's the makor, he's the source. You're chayiv and covered aviv because he's the source of you. Like we spoke about the Ramban, we had a shir. How the whole chiyuv of kivud ov is because he's your source. Like you have to believe in God, you have to believe in your father, that he made you, shlosh yishutfim bodim. Avram Avinu isn't continuing anything, he's a new beginning. How is this possible? Hashem takes Avram Avinu outside. He says, leave your etztagninus, your astronomy. An astrology. Avram ain't lo ben, aval Avram yesh lo ben. You might see with your astrological signs, Avram's not having a kid. Great, but Avram is having a kid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hotzei oto chutz mimarechet l'chol marechet ha-mazalot. Ve'yotzei oto achutza. He put him in a different metzius, and that's what makes him an Av. Av is mishorish ratzon. Lo ava Hashem tzloach lo. Lo ratza. Av is milashon rotzayim. V'chein ba'arbe makamot b'torah shibichtav. Hamila ta'ev, taf ayin bet, is from the same sherish, ahava. It's all from the sherish of rotzayim. Av, ahava, ta'ev, like te'avon. It's all rotzayim. Ratzon in yano av. Nitponen b'mashal mai abahut, v'nitzaref lezeh gam imahut biologit. Kan, kayadu b'chol yetziah shel davar mishorosho lekrat achutza, ha'yetziah rishona shedavar yotzei me'atzmo kapei chutz, zeh tamid haratzon. Shem lo yotzei me'atzmo kapei chutz, yotzei achutza. Ratzon is when you start coming out. ברצון נמצא תמיד השפע והשורש מהמקור הראשון. משם זה תמיד תחילת היווצרות של כל דבר שמחוץ לדבר הראשון. כשאנחנו מסתכלים על הדברים כעת, שהם נוצרו והם יצאו ממה שהם יצאו, תחילת היצא שלהם היה תמיד ברצון. Whenever you're motzi anything with בפועל, anytime time you actualize anything, it's always because of a רצון. That's what starts everything, רצון. And that's why Av is Ratzon. Because that's the beginning. That's what starts it. There has to be a Ratzon. Em, it says in the Rishonim, and a little bit is even written in Chazal, Nidreshet milashon im. Like we have a pasuk in Mishle, ki im lebina tikra letvuna titen kolecha. Atikri im ela em. In other words, bina is called em. Ki em lebina tikare. V'nei ze klal gadol shebuchom kom shenachom omrim atikrach alakach. It means that there are two aspects of the same word. So we have em and im. What does the word em, mother, have to do with im, if? Bina is called em. Kabbalah, we know bina is em. Ima. And then is im, if. If is tenai. Im, the tamid hagbala shel davar. Ishno davar misuyam, shemitzad etzmo rotze la'avor, letkem, letzet lepoal. Ubeim, ishno koach misuyam sheotzer. What's the im? Im is a koach that stops it. It's the hatnaya. It's conditional. If, then you'll pass. And if not, then you won't. There's a condition. That's what im means. Efshar. Vim lo yekach, ze lo yitachen. Hadavar yeh mugbal umutne. Az mebchinat ha-shefa be'atzmo, hu lo mugbal. Mitzad ha-shefa, there's no hagbola. It just flows. He wants to go out without any tenai. That's what ratzon is. Ratzon is to go out without a tenai. That's the shefa. That's the source of shefa. It just flows. And then something comes in his magbil. Av ve'em. Av ze ratzon. Ze shefa. Ve'em ze tenai. Rak im tera kach ze yachol liot. Oto koach magbil. Ve'sham kochelek v'chelek bimkomo. Ve'sham kochelek v'chelek ta'im shelo. Ze ha'tenai. That's the first koach of hagbala. You have the av. You have the ratzon. Then you have the hagbala, the tenai, the im. Em, im. So we speak about av ve'em. These are two koaches. The first koach is the haratzon anaki, ze ha'av, ve'akoach ha'sheni, ze koach ha'em. Shu'a notein efshirut sh'advarim yu kayamim, ba'ofen shebo hem kayamim. Kach yirei ha'davar. Kol davar yamod bimkomo. Yirei kamo shu nirei sh'yeh davar mesuyam ba'olam. Em, the mother, is the im. Just like im is a tenai, is a condition, that it's only going to be under certain circumstances. And that's what the mother does. The mother limits it. It's only going to exist under certain circumstances. That's the im. Everything is going to be as it's supposed to be, not with unlimited shefa. But, hatnaya, if. If is limiting, only under certain circumstances, and so too, that's what the aim does. B'chinat ha-ratzon, advarim hem lo mesuyamim. They're not specific things. The ratzon just flows. There's a lot there. There's a lot of shefa. Ha-ratzon, harei rotze et hakol biyachad. Ratzon wants everything. And therefore, there's an obligation to be magbil, to limit, for the simle emet ha-tenai, tenai shel im, tehainu, ba'ofen kazeh, זה יתקיים, ובאופן אחר, זה לא יתקיים. אפשר כן, ואפשר לא. So these are the, it could be exist and it could not exist. That's the הגבלה. And these are the שרשי הכוחס in the world of of ואם. Of, אבה, רצון. אם, להפך. אם, not necessarily, not so fast, buddy. כן, הדבר הוא כך, אבל רק אם זה קיום בתנאי באופן מסוים, זה הראשית של ההגבלה. דבר קיים אם כך וכך. הראשית של ההגבלה נקרא אם. אבל לעולם, הראשית של היציאה לפועל, ההתחלה זה התחדשות. It's actually interesting in the biological creation of man. It's exactly what it is. Father gives the shefa. And it's unlimited shefa. There are billions, literally billions of sperm cells. And then the im, if, meaning if, is the woman really going to get pregnant? That's question number one. So that's what comes from the aim. That's the im. That's the hagbala. And then there's another hagbala that she only takes one of those cells. She doesn't use all of them. So that's also im. Im this one, im this one, im this one. Not necessarily. But the shefa could, you know, it could produce billions of children. And then anything could be from those children. And then the mother comes, and now it's limited to what who the mother is, together with the DNA of the mother and the father. So that's the of, that's the rotzo, and that's the shefa. And then comes the aim, that's the im. That's the hakbala of the shefa, only under certain circumstances. It's limiting. עכשיו עלינו להבין, מוריי ורבותיי, קודם כל להעריך את נפלות לשון הקודש, לשון קודשנו. It's an amazing book. Noikev Margolius, it's like close to 1,000 pages. And Lashon HaKodesh, new book. Beautiful, beautiful sefer. But you can look at Rav Hirsch, you look at Ksav HaKabbalah, see Moiradika Zachim. עכשיו עלינו להבין, האדם נבדל מכל יתר בעלי חיים, מכל יתר הנמצאות, מכל יתר הנמצאים בעולם. מה הדבר המבדיל שבין האדם לבין יצורים נמוכים ממנו ויצורים גבוהים ממנו? מה מייחד אותו? במה האדם גדול ממלאכים? במה האדם הוא ראש וראשון לכל היצירה כולה? במה הוא שונה בעיקר? התשובה לדבר ברורה. What makes us different than everybody else? Than the malachim, than the animals. Everybody knows. Bechira. We have free choice. Shoresh hadavar. Kol hanevraim ba'olam, kol hanemtzaot ba'olam, kulam rotzim. Everybody wants. Chen etzlam haratzon nikba al pi hakiyum. Mikivan shenikach v'kach, v'chen ani rotze kach v'kach. Kach ze liyitzurim shehem nimuchim mi'adam. כך זה גם במלאכים, למעלה מסדר העולם, גבוה יותר יצורים עליונים, הם רוצים, in other words, what does an angel want? An angel wants what an angel is. What does a cat want? What a cat is. A cat wants cat food, and a dog wants dog food, and animals want what they are. Malachim lahavdil want what they are. We are the only bria, there's no other bria like that. That's what it means to be a baal bechira. We choose, not necessarily based on what we are. Metziuto nikbat al pi ritzono. That's man. When it comes to other creations, haratzon nikba al pi metziutam. Their ratzon is determined by their metzius. By man, his metzius is determined by his ratzon. Hadvarim meirei inayim mesamchei lev umarninei nefesh. שוב, המציאות נקבעת על פי רצונו. זאת הנקודה שבה אדם נבדל מכל הבורים כולם, שהם לא בעלי בחירה. לא בעלי בחירה פירוש, שהם רוצים על פי מציאות. What do you mean? A cat has rights as bechira. He's choosing the cat food and he's not choosing to eat glass. לא. Anything animals choose is because of their מציאות. Their מציאות is קובע their בחירה. Their metzius is kovea their ratzon. Our ratzon is kovea our metzius. It starts with the ratzon. Me'ata be'emet, ba'omek ha'dvarim, kol adam ve'adam hu chidush ba'olam. Ze etzem ha'briya shel ha'adam. Ha'adam nivra ki chidush. Mishum she'ba'oto rega she'adam rotze mashu chadash, hu lo rotze be'emshech lema she'ya mikodem. באמת רוצה משהו חדש, and then he becomes a new metzius. That's the metzius being established by the ratzon. So בעומק הדברים, the fact that a person is a chooser means he's a chiddush. It's not a hemshech. Because now I am choosing, and that's going to establish my metzius. And that's something new. Avraham Avinu wanted something completely new. Monotheism. Rabbanu Shel Olam. And that Bechira paved a new path in the world. I will note that unfortunately those who live Bebechinas Baalei Chaim, so their Mitzius is Kaveh their Ratzon, meaning they're just following their instincts. So that's not Bechira in its higher form. We're talking about the Bechira in its higher form, where you're choosing the right things, and like Avraham Avinu, and then that's Kaveh Anu Mitzius. Okay, Moi Rabbi Rabbi Yisai, אנחנו רק באמצע הדרך, ובעזרת השם אנחנו נמשיך בלי נדר. תודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. שלום שלום, אהובה ידידי מורה ורבה.